This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO is still out there somewhere, but authorities are learning more about him. The AP's Norman Hall.
New York police have released photos of the person of interest wanted in connection with the ambush killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Bryant Thompson. The images showing an unmasked man in the lobby of a Manhattan hostel add to a collection of photos and video that have circulated since the shooting, including footage of the attack itself, as well as still frames of the suspected gunman stopping at a Starbucks beforehand. Investigators recovered ammunition emblazoned with the words deny, defend, and depose, echoing a phrase used by lawyers and insurance industry critics. Members of the public have flooded police with tips, many unfounded. I'm Norman Hall.
We've learned that President Biden is thinking about preemptive pardons for some allies and officials. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
President Biden is weighing whether to issue sweeping pardons before he leaves office. There are fears that Donald Trump's administration will unjustly target critics of the president-elect.
About 2,500 sick children in Gaza need to be evacuated immediately, says UNICEF, so they can get the medical treatment they need. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest.
Medics say many of the children have been waiting for months for Israeli permission or were met with unexplained rejections. The pace of medical evacuations from Gaza has plummeted this year. For parents, the wait's been torturous. Israel's military says it makes every effort to facilitate evacuations, but both parents and their caregivers face long security reviews. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris reopens this weekend after its recovery from that devastating fire in 2019. The rector says the faithful quickly snapped up the tickets for the first week of masses. This is AP News. Now to Doge, the AP's Ed Donahue with this story.
Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy brought President-elect Donald Trump's Doge to Capitol Hill. The two are leading the Trump Department of Government Efficiency. Musk went into the meeting with a small child on his shoulders. The goal of Doge is to fire federal workers, cut government programs, and slash federal regulations.
It's a new thing. And this is a new day in Washington and a new day in America.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says you're going to see a lot of change in Washington.
We need to make government more efficient. And that is what this whole objective is.
DOGE is neither a department nor a part of government. California Democrat Ro Khanna says if they find ways to cut, that's good. But if they want to cut education funding or Social Security and Medicare, they will hand the Democrats a landslide in 2026. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.